Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we go. It's hour number 4 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We have the Expressway coming up in 20 minutes. LA Live with Lucius Alexander is coming up at 5:40. What a huge weekend. It's time now for an edition of the finest. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. Zeke is back. And got a funny situation in regards to old Sean Payton there in Denver. But let's sit on the Zeke thing for just a second here. The Cowboys obviously go about the draft, and they come away with it without drafting a running back. A little bit perturbing, but they build up the offensive line, and now Zeke returns. I was surprised to see it was a one-year deal, $3 million, $2 million guaranteed. So it's not like the bottom-of-the-barrel league minimum dollar amount that we were all sort of expecting, but that's the Cowboys, once again, having too much respect for Zeke. They don't want to do the thing where they are sort of giving him an embarrassment of a contract, I guess, disrespecting him. So he gets $2 million guaranteed, and then he could end up getting $3 million based on some incentives or whatever. So was expecting vet minimum, not going to be the case now. And with the dead money still from his huge contract from a few years ago, Zeke will now be on the books for $9 million in 2024. So that's the financials of it, and that's a little bit surprising, I would say. But when you go through some of the actual numbers on him, and shout out to Lori Horish on Twitter, who's knocking this out of the park, giving us some details. So what is the version of Zeke? I mean, you heard Jerry talk about, like, Zeke really got going the latter half of the season, mm-hmm. ended the season strong in New England. The last five games were 72 carries for 213 yards. That's a 2.96 yards per carry average. So those are just sort of the basic numbers. When you dive into it a little bit more, you will see Ezekiel Elliott averaged seventh worst rush yards over expectation per carry in the NFL last season. He had one broken tackle for every 37 attempts. He averaged 3.5 yards per carry on the season, which is good for sixth worst in the league. And then he had the three touchdowns as well on the ground.
It's an embarrassment, you know, just out of principle, the fact that they've been so tight with their cap and had to move on from Tyron Smith to do anything above league minimum for Ezekiel Elliott is just another in a string of embarrassments. And I know it's only an additional $1 million, but any amount when you've had to do what they've done is too much.
I would definitely agree with you. Also saw the yards after contact per attempt here for Zeke over the last 5 years is just trending down and down and down. In 2019, it was over 3 yards per carry after contact. Now this past season, it was about 2.5 yards per carry after contact. And then the most interesting one here, because we all view Zeke as a short yardage guy. Like when you need a yard, you need inches, you know, to convert the first down or the touchdown. That would sort of be the sweet spot for him. But in short yardage situations last year, you'll see on third and fourth down with 2 yards or less to go, Zeke had a success rate of about 55%, and it was 9 attempts for 1.7 yards per carry. Whereas Tony Pollard, we had issues with him in short yardage last year, if we remember. He had a success rate almost 20% higher than Zeke in those same situations. He had 15 attempts, and he averaged almost double the yards per carry. Or actually over double, because it was 3.8 yards per carry there in on third and fourth down opportunities with two or less yards to go.
It's amazing how Zeke can still deliver the power shot. And that gives you the idea that, hey, maybe he's a physical between the tackles runner, but you still have to be very quick and decisive and change course. And he just has to gather himself because of how, you know, slow footed and old he is. And it's been this way really with Zeke since like year three or year four. I know his super fans, you know, want to support him and they want to, you know, believe in him. And I get it. You know, the rookie year that he had was just unbelievable. And it left an impression upon me. But that was 8 years ago. The man's 29 years old now. You know, if you couldn't see it like, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, I understand. But he's significantly worse than even that. And if you still see it now, you're like amongst the most biased sports fans. You just have like permanent homer goggles. And it's kind of an embarrassment, even though I guess I'm happy for the players because they like Zeke. I'm happy that, you know, Zeke is going to be making that locker room a brighter place for them to go through work while they're essentially punting on a season. But no, if you believe Zeke is still good, then I think you're a massive homer. You know, there's no other way around it than the Cowboys are putting a player out there to sell naive fans on the idea that Zeke is back.
You have a story from Albert Breer where he's talking about Sean Payton and the pursuit of Bo Nix. One of the things that sold him and the Broncos on Bo Nix was asking him at one point during the process, I assume at the combine, what's in your backpack? And the response was, you know, Bo Nix reaches inside. He grabbed a roll of tape that he explained he'd need for his ankles if at any point he was going to be training. He also pulled out a spare pair of football cleats and a lacrosse ball that he said he'd use for rolling out his back. And what wasn't in the bag was just as significant. Everything was football related. All of it. And that's the moment that they were sold on Bo Nix being the ultimate football guy.
Football, football, football.
And we know that's exactly what we want out of any player in football, and especially quarterback. Just live it, breathe it, eat it, everything, football, football, football. But they ignore some of the things that I would say matters most. What matters more, your quarterback having football things in his backpack or your quarterback only converting 28%, third lowest in all of college football, of third and long pass attempts past the sticks?
Yeah. I would rather have football skills than the football backpack. You know, I think the football backpack would be like nice icing on the cake.
I'm like, the percentage of third and long pass attempts that went past the sticks for Bo Nix.
Yeah, he's a check down.
28%.
Yeah, there wasn't a quarterback in college football who had more passes to his first read than Bo Nix. And when you watch him play, I'm like, this is a first read quarterback. Now, best thing they might have done is draft his buddy Troy Franklin, who was his number one wide receiver at Oregon. So they'll get to pair together. But
that screen game's going to work.
Yeah, I mean, I could be so wrong about Bo Nix, but I just was befuddled as to the love affair here with him and the Broncos.
For reference, like Jaden Daniels was 70%. 70% of the time on third and long, he's passing beyond the sticks. He's actually efforting to get the first down. How often do we watch a quarterback on third and long or third and whatever throwing short of the sticks?
It's the most annoying play in football. Like, I need 6 yards. Don't throw it 4 yards. And make sure you run your route past the 6 yard marker if that's the case.
A little bit frustrating. Now, one of the guys that fell in the draft a little bit, not like crazy, but could have been a first round pick, goes late in the second. That's Texas Longhorn wide receiver A.D. Mitchell.
Yeah,
and he ends up going to Indianapolis with the Colts. Leading up to the draft, especially in the week leading up to it, there were anonymous reports about him and some of the things that teams were concerned about with him. And one of those things is, like, I guess he's like type 1 diabetic. So you have the blood sugar issues, and if you're not on top of that, all of a sudden you're walking around hangry.
Yep.
And then you're just a different version of yourself, which we can all relate to.
Yeah, you don't be hangry.
You know, that was one of those things. But there were a handful of anonymous reports about the character of this dude. He slides in the draft, and the general manager of the Colts, Chris Ballard, he gets to the microphone after selecting him, and he had to call some people out.
I mean, I read some of the that was said on TV. I mean, just the typical, excuse my language,
our typical league. Unnamed sources, you know, bad interview. That's such bull. I mean, it's bull. Like, put your name on it. We tear these young men down. These are 21, 22 young men. And if people out there can tell me they're perfect in their lives, it's crap. It's crap. This is a good kid. And, you know, for those reports to come out, like, you know, I said it last year, it's bull. I'm sorry. I apologize for the language. I don't, but I do.
Besides, we have character concerns with our owner. You think we give a crap?
Yeah. He's a man. He's 60. Yeah, that one. I don't know. I don't know if he's calling out the media or if he's calling out people within the NFL, because that's where these anonymous, that's where this stuff is coming from. So are you sort of talking to the media, but you're actually projecting your anger to everybody inside your own building and every other building out there? Because that's where these.
I can tell you where the bad interview rumor came from. I heard about that one. I mean, I got a buddy in Pittsburgh that told me he had an interview with the Steelers. Steelers, I guess, I don't know what's going on with George Pickens there, but him and Adonai Mitchell played together with Georgia, and in his interview with the Steelers, he said, I taught George Pickens everything I know. And that's basically all the Steelers needed to hear. They were like, bye-bye, Adonai Mitchell, you're off our board, because we want nothing like George Pickens. So, I don't know, maybe it circulates, maybe that was just one instance, there were other things, but that was where one of the quote-unquote bad interviews came from in the draft process.
One of my favorite potential stats of the day is the idea of what could be happening in Buffalo, because Buffalo ends up with the son of Frank Gore Jr., out of Southern Miss, to be an undrafted free agent running back. We'll see if he can make that roster. If he receives a single handoff from Josh Allen, then Josh Allen will be the first quarterback in NFL history to give the ball to a father-son duo over the course of his career, because Frank Gore at one point made a stop in Buffalo and had like 160-plus carries for the Bills. So Josh Allen has a very unique opportunity here to be the first of its kind, handing the ball off to a dad and then handing the ball off some years later to dad's son. So that's something pretty cool. I know we had the father-son moment of Jeremiah Trotter. Your guy that you drafted years ago in filth, he ended up being a really dang good player. Now his son, a member of the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Right, and they traded up in the fifth round to grab him, too.
They did.
Yep.
Now, here is some sound. We played this guy. He was a G-bag of the day. I think he was a champ for, you know, at one point or another over the course of the offseason here after his pro day. Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina. He stays in the Carolinas with the Carolina Panthers, final pick of the first round. He's super excited. Listen to this voice, man. He'd been number one overall pick if it was a voice draft.
You woke up a Carolina Panther this morning. Did you have to pinch yourself a little bit?
Oh, no, man. I woke up ready, man. I got a call right after I got drafted. He was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told him I'm going to be ready.
What was that feeling like when you got the call? Because I saw the emotion in your face in the video, but what were those emotions?
Overly excited my whole time, and I really trying to hold my tears in for real, man. I told my folks I wasn't going to crack. I was trying to be tough guy. But, man, I was really overexcited.
That is just
his voice. Is you got
any more? That is legendary. I need to pull some more. I can listen to that dude talk all day. I don't know if he. I guess he's from South Carolina. I don't know how common that particular dialect is over there, but it sounds right. It sounds like he was born of the swamp. Like he's right there. That sounds like one of your Baton Rouge guys.
No,
to the highest extent.
Thibodeau, down there. Yeah, he does. He sounds like a Louisiana kid, but no, he's a South Carolina kid. He is.
He's a legit player.
He's a legit player. Absolutely legit player.
Carolina's trying to put some talent around their guy over there, Bryce Young. But that was a fun one. He seems like a sweet, sweet guy with just the most epic. Like, I don't know if that voice, thank God he's a receiver. I don't know if that voice could be a quarterback. Like, can you rattle off plays and everybody understand you in the huddle?
It would take some getting used to.
It absolutely would.
Yeah. That's a pretty thick accent right there. Sounds awesome, though.
Does sound awesome.
Incredible.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
An edition of The Finest is in the books once again. Was that the second or third time we've heard from, is it Leggett?
Yeah, he was a G-Bag of the Day guy a couple of weeks ago for that accent. Surprising everybody.
That's an instant soundbite crowd pleaser. in the locker room. Every media man's going to be looking to talk with him. It is time to hit the expressway. We'll take you commercial free to the top. LA Live with Lucius Alexander is coming up at 5:40, and we're back with everything that's been breaking in the world of sport. We got to talk about the disappointments and the excitement over the weekend, and I believe Chief has a rim sesh coming up here in about 14 minutes for you as well right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now to hit the expressway. We take it commercial free to the top. LA Live with Lucius Alexander is coming up in about 17 minutes. I believe the Chief has a rim sesh coming up here in about 7-8 minutes. We'll get the very latest on basketball. Segment here is brought to you by Soda. That's state of the art. And the expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. All right, buddies. By the way, Stars just announced the Hockey Hawk rushing into the studio moments ago to let us know they have the early game Wednesday. He wanted to make sure all the hockey fans knew about that before you went any farther. So that'd be a 6:30 start, you know, at the latest, maybe closer to 7 o'clock, depending on how the network's doing you. But that is massive, and congrats to all the dads out there who want their kids to be Stars fan. You actually get a decent time of the night.
How about that? Man, need to find a way to win tonight, though.
Thank goodness.
I didn't want to believe that they could beat Vegas 4 times.
You know,
after the first two, I went.
But now you're believing. I pulled you back in.
I need to just keep my attitude. It's kind of like the Rangers.
Okay.
Just listen to them. Don't watch, kind of a thing.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
I mean, tonight is it's a massive game. It's a giant opportunity. Now, with the kids, I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to let them stay up, you know? I figure we'll take them to school late. Star testing is done now, you know?
Okay. If you got school's about over though,
you
right?
You got to miss a couple, you know. As long as you've been going the entire year and you're not on the watch list to like get reported to Child Protective Services, you're letting them sleep in, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's good dadding.
I think so. As long as you don't have a wild animal kiddo, you know. It's been a good year. Well, you've earned it. Hey, let's go ahead and stay up and enjoy this thing into the wee hours of the night. This is how you bond.
What's your feeling then about overtime hockey in that situation then?
Just going to have to let her sleep in a little bit more, you know, if that's what it takes.
That thing turns into a double overtime.
She might miss the whole day.
Yeah, you'll sleep in class. Yeah. It'll be fine.
A little day off situation.
They're taking kids for like 8.5 hours these days. Trust me, they have plenty of time to get things covered.
You said the watch list?
On a watch list if you miss 16 days. They're gonna put somebody on your case, a truancy officer or whatever, something like that. Yeah. So
her dad's on the radio. Probably need to take her away anyway.
yeah. This kid's undisciplined. I mean, obviously you know that it's my child, but I do want a little bit more autonomy with how I choose to, you know, guide her through her educational experience. As long as the grades are hitting, what are you worried about, bruh?
Yeah.
You know, that's what I tell the principal.
Can I ask a real quick question here?
Yeah.
I was looking up something because I became a member of this Pro Football Focus thing.
Oh.
Paid my money to do it.
Yeah.
Square. What do you think the Patriots' run block grades were? Or what do you think their overall
Offensive line?
Offensive line, run block.
Overall, I think they sucked. Since you're asking this, let me go eighth.
They were 12th. You know what the Cowboys were?
16th.
13th.
Okay.
They were right behind them.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Does that seem, I mean, the top, okay, 49ers, Lions, Eagles, Broncos, Rams, Ravens, Falcons, Colts, Commanders, Vikings, Steelers, Patriots, Cowboys.
Seemed crazy all year. I kept bringing this up to you, and you assured me on film these dudes are getting worked.
They were.
They were.
Yeah.
That's why what I'm saying. PFF needs to reassess their.
See, that's what I was saying.
Grades.
I mean, I was.
You
just
want a refund right now, don't you?
No, yeah. I don't.
Their old line stuff's always been weird, though.
I mean, no disrespect. I just wonder sometimes because I was trying to figure out. Okay, was Zeke's problems have to do with offensive line play?
Oh, I see where you're.
And
going.
Then all
yeah.
of a sudden they're 12th, and I'm like, whoa, that's
yeah,
that's like mid pack. That's not an offensive line problem.
Never no. won a mid-pack.
Yeah.
No, it's yeah. it's he's stuck in quicksand. It's unbelievable how slow this guy
but,
is. I mean,
but are you surprised? Should. Yeah, like, okay,
yes.
their grade, the average grade was, for the Patriots, was 63.5 run blocks. The Cowboys were 63.1.
See, that's why I was thinking they needed to move on from Pollard, because maybe they weren't great at run blocking, but they were probably better than what they were getting from Zeke and Pollard. Mm-hmm. And it's incredible that the Cowboys would want to go back to that well, you know? Like, the Pete guy from Missouri, undrafted, ran a 4.3. Anybody young who ran under a 4.5 is a better idea than what they've been doing, and they're like, they're heading back in that direction. I would just be like, hey, we are going to be the home of the undrafted running back. Can any of y'all play? Come on down here. I don't think you want to go anywhere else. We got offensive linemen in the first, offensive linemen in the third. We got Travis Frederick and Tyler Smith. And Terrence Steele is actually a pretty good run-blocking right tackle. Don't ask him to pass pro. But who wants to come down here and be a badass for us? Yeah. Instead, we're going back to Zeke for $3 million a year. You know, you just told us about how screwed you are against the Caps. You can't afford anybody good. But we're giving three to Zeke. And I know it's not a lot of money, but it's unbelievable how this team really insults their fan base with some of these decisions and going back on things they said were so important just 48 hours ago. So what ticked you off more, not drafting a runner in the third or how the Mavs finished down the stretch, whether that's turnovers or coaching?
Mavs. 100% Mavs. We all thought, right? I mean, they take the lead with 2 minutes and 14 seconds remaining. Okay. The crowd is absolutely into this thing.
There's no question. The crowd was way into it.
Yeah. Brought us. You're in the building.
I was in the building. Me and Reggie.
Yeah.
Reggie was there too.
Bobby Crowell's on with us telling us like he's been in the building for millions, yeah. I think, of basketball games. And he's like, I've never been in an environment like that. Everything is going your way. Kyrie's absolutely dominating. You just climb back, a historical climb back. Yeah. You got 2 minutes to put this thing to bed. And you fumble farted. Very, very disappointing.
Yeah, like, how did Washington totally lose the ability to stay in front of Harden? I guess he was too worried about the three. He's lunging forward.
Yeah. That's the problem that they have. If you talk to people at the Mavs, they will tell you, and Bobby was talking about, too, the guy only made 11 floaters?
11 floaters all season.
All season
James
long.
Harden, okay, like six yesterday in the final
minutes.
It
was crazy.
Like.
The Mavericks will tell you they were worried about the step back three. That was a much higher percentage shot for him than the floater.
He was cooking on that one, too. I'd have put Jones on him then. If we're worried about the three, Jones has the quickness to I had a better rim protector in the game.
Yeah, I would have just. And hey,
when
look,
Mason Plumlee was flushing him, I was like,
it was
going,
frustrating.
Holy
Derek
geez,
Jones Jr.
what are we doing?
Played phenomenal defense on Paul George in the corner. George made an outstanding shot, but I would have pulled Jones and put Lively back out there. To me, good things were happening with Derek Lively on the floor. He was getting rebounds. He was pushing the ball up the floor. Right. He was getting some dunks. Like, to me, he's been your best big in the series. Maxey's come up with some clutch moments, so I understand maybe you want to keep him on the floor, but you needed somebody in there as a big to help with the rim protection. I think you end up winning that game.
I think these officials early, and I'm not blaming them, but early in this game, they took away Dallas's ability to play with some physicality.
Yeah,
like Luka got, you know, there were a couple of fouls early, and like,
well, Luka
all of
certainly
a,
was
yeah,
five
and Luka,
fouls,
I mean,
he was done.
I'll
not
tell you,
playing
what, I'll
defense.
Tell you what's funny is when you're watching, and it's like on TV, it doesn't always do it justice. Luka is constantly like making a basket or doing a shot, and immediately turns the official, And you could see the official running with him and like palms down, like, dude, relax. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to call a technical on you here right now. But just constantly, I mean, every possession you're going.
He wasn't focused yesterday.
I just was worried. Like I say, he got knocked down one time and I didn't think he was getting up. His knee, you know, he was like limped over to the, you know, the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game. And I'm
he's
like,
he's got man grabbing his foot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I mean,
oh, the agitator. Yeah. He's pesky.
Hey, the Chiefs gave tight end Travis Kelce a new extension. It's 2 years and $34 million. I don't think that thing is going to age well, but obviously they want to keep that thing going. And the July 20 bout between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson is now a sanctioned professional fight that will go on his record.
Yeah.
Tyson was stopped as a much younger man in 2004 by Danny Williams and Kevin McBride in 2005. I don't know how he thinks he's going to actually beat up a 24-year-old.
We'll be there for it then.
Who has looked that impressive. But it appears more likely than last week that this is going to be an actual bout, Chief.
I'm excited about that, dude. I think that may, I mean, that means, okay, Mike Tyson should be, this is like, he's going to be taking this thing seriously.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's what I need
to
know.
That's what I'm thinking.
And if I know that, I feel confident.
Beating up a young man. I'm digging this. Yeah.
Tyson's going to tear him up.
I just don't want to watch Tyson get knocked out. Okay.
That would make me sad.
That would.
Can Paul knock him out?
Yeah. Jake Paul's definitely got a powerful punch.
He does?
Yeah. His right's nasty. Paul can actually box, but I am hopeful that Mike Tyson ends up knocking out Jake Paul.
Yes, that would be awesome. We'll see July 20th.
July 20th, right before we go to camp.
Cannot wait. It's time now for Eric Chiafalo. LA Live's coming up in 8 minutes. Here's the Chief with some Rimsec.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids to bed. The G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around that rim.
Rain dance.
It's always a special occasion when an individual makes NBA postseason history. Congratulations to Yusuf Nurkic of the Phoenix Suns. He's now 3-17 in the NBA playoffs for his career. That's good for the worst record by any player in NBA playoff history. Congratulations to Mr. Nurkic, and he can thank Anthony Edwards.
10 to shoot. Edwards. Oh, Edwards! A signature slam!
Skywalker Anthony Edwards. I don't know if he just pulled that out of his back pocket there. I don't know if that's been a thing or if it is now a thing, but Anthony Edwards has been the talk of the town here throughout the first round of this postseason. The Timberwolves playing really, really awesome basketball. The Suns are an embarrassment. Anthony Edwards taking over these games, and he is as fun to watch as any player in the league right now. The explosiveness, when his three ball's working, you're just in a world of trouble because this dude can get to the rack with the best of them. And that dunk that we just played right there was like an identical dunk that MJ had years ago, also versus the Suns. Like, there's side by sides of the dunk, and it's from the same side of the court. It's like the same drive and same style of dunk there versus the Phoenix Suns from years ago when MJ was at the height of his powers. We know that the comparisons between Anthony Edwards and MJ have been alive for quite some time, and that may have just cemented it right there. But he's been awesome. He was doing the little chop thing on Friday night after the Suns got it done, after the
Degeneration X chop.
Yeah, whatever. It's like the thing where you kind of do it down in the crotchal area.
Yeah.
Like, it was a little bit not safe for work. That's that
the late 90s were a wild time.
Bringing the energy.
He's an incredible talent, incredible showman. I thought of Jordan. I didn't know that he had a similar dunk against the Suns or anything like that. But the thing that separated Jordan was the sense of power that he had when he was in the air. Like, Kobe was graceful. LeBron's so big and quick and fast. But when, I mean, Jordan looked like a raging bull in the air that you just couldn't get in the way of or you would be demolished. And I think Anthony Edwards did that, you know, as good as anybody since Jordan, maybe even a little bit better because he's so much stronger.
Yeah, yeah. And that dunk right there was really just the final nail in the coffin for these Phoenix Suns. And now where do they go from here? I don't know. Frank Vogel on the chopping block after 1 year as the head coach there. Somebody's got to fall on the sword. And their players can't really, because now with the new constraints, with the CBA, moving on from players is not anywhere close to as easy as it used to be. I think they have ways to move on from a Devin Booker or a Kevin Durant if they want to. I think Nurkic as well is a guy they have under contract that they could move. Bradley Beal, virtually impossible to move at this point. But I don't know where you pivot from here. Stephen A. Smith is saying that Devin Booker wants to be a New York Knick. So maybe that's happening. I don't know, but the Suns are as disappointing a team as we can remember. And the funniest thing is the clip that's going around of Devin Booker from before the season where he's like, respectfully, I don't know how anybody's going to guard us.
Yeah, that got ugly for them. I think they don't have any first-round picks from 2025 through 2030.
Ridiculous.
The only thing I think they can do right now, because they're heading for repeat taxpayer land, they can't contend with this. You have to trade KD and Booker. Try to get back as many picks. Trade Nurkic. You might be able to get a late one for Nurkic still. Some expiring contracts. And then, you know, just try to be smart about it. But they went for it, and now they're just done. That has to be the most miserable fan base, because you know you got nothing.
Dude.
We thought we were real contenders, made it to the finals. We were in that thing, and now we went for it in a way that's cost us probably more than a half decade.
No question, dude. I mean, this is, they've mortgaged everything for here, right now. Let's go do something awesome. And it was bad. It was so bad. I would hate to be a Suns fan. And now we will see what the wreckage looks like.
They're going to lie to themselves and say, we just need to get healthy.
Yeah. We need a point guard on that roster. I think the only point guard on the roster was Isaiah Thomas.
Ouch.
The tiny man who's been out of the league for a couple of years, and they brought back in like a month before the season ended. They just don't have a point guard on the roster. Frank Vogel's like, I need a point guard.
That's what he asked.
Yeah, and the Suns front office is like, no, you don't. You don't need that, because then that guy's taking the ball away from our trio of guys who we thought were going to be indefensible and unfortunately are the exact opposite. You have Brian Windhorst saying on the Pat McAfee show that he predicts that a star player is going to be looking at what's going on with the Spurs and say, hey, get me there. Okay. He doesn't think it's going to be LeBron, but he throws out Trae Young as a name. So the Spurs, I think, are too smart of an organization to do something stupid like that to try and bring in Trae Young. But we'll see. I think that would be a big win for us as Mavericks fans if that's what they want to go ahead and do.
Yes, like, please.
If that's going to be the superstar you want to pair for the early stages of Wemby's career, then so be it, dude. But that is not resulting in a championship.
Go Twin Towers with Porzingis.
Yeah. Yeah. Kerry Champion, by the way, formerly of ESPN, in the know, huge Lakers fan. She says 5 hours ago that she got a text from a friend. I'm assuming this is like an insider friend. I don't think this is just my neighbor friend
player
with a take. But she says that the text she received is that tonight is LeBron's last game in the purple and gold. Now, the Lakers avoided the sweep over the weekend of the Nuggets. They go back to Denver for game 5 tonight, probably end up losing that game, and that'll be all she wrote for this season's Lakers. And we'll see. Maybe LeBron is fed up in a way that has him wanting to be out. Now, Windhorst is not thinking that is going to be the case, but just something to monitor there. You also have Jalen Brunson making history. Yesterday, 47 points in a postseason game for the Knicks. That's good for most points all time in a playoff game in Knicks history. And he did it super efficiently as well. And he has not been very efficient in this series. The Sixers and Nick Nurse, they're throwing all the junk defenses at him, and it's making it tough to be his usual efficient self. But yesterday, he was fantastic. First player to score 45 or more points on 50% or more shooting and dish out 10 or more assists in a playoff road win since Michael Jordan did it in 1990. So you go on the road and you just put up all the points. You're feeding your guys with the double-digit assists, and you come away 47 points later with the victory. And now you have the series really at the brink and at the end for Joel Embiid and company with the Sixers. Sixers fans getting called out by Joel Embiid because Knicks fans took over the place yesterday in Philly. And there was MVP chance for Jalen Brunson in that building. So he continues to be the superstar that nobody thought he could possibly be.
Sixers gonna Sixer, man. I never understood it. Like, the Knicks were all worried, oh my gosh, we're gonna play the Sixers. You're just fine.
It took him 4 years in college to, you know, be a second round draft pick. It took him 4 years in the league to be a sure starter. And then from that point, 8 years after, like, other dudes are, like, going to be a top five pick, then he emerges as a superstar at 27, 26 years old. It's an unbelievable story. I think they should make a movie about it.
They probably will.
You see the step back he made against Embiid? Like, Embiid has him covered, and he somehow, like, squirrels it out like Kyrie Irving-esque. You know,
it's
his shot-making ability is, without being able to jump, It doesn't make any sense. I still look at him and I'm like, oh no, he's not even getting 10 points today. He's going to go Cooks.
Gets it done.
It really is impressive. We got plenty of good Mavs conversation to be had in the hodgepodge, by the way.
Nice. Looking forward to that hodgepodge coming up at 6:20. Proper round tripper. We're doing baseball coming up at 6. It is a night off for the Rangers. Here's Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup with L.A. Live.
Yes, indeed. I done got my life together. I ain't doing nothing but weed. That's a fact, yeah. All right, let's get into a Monday-Friday edition of L.A. Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Everybody keep asking the big question. What would it take for Tiger Woods to win the game? Simple. Hoes. That's what got him, though. That's what's going to take his ass out. Hoes. Y'all stop holding Tiger Woods and the other celebrities to these high standards that they can't do this and that. Let Tiger Woods sleep with many hoes as he wants. It was a beautiful thing watching that brother put on that green jacket. Now every time I look at him, he hurt. He got back spasms and all this and that. Come on, Tiger. Y'all let Tiger get back with these hoes and watch him start winning. This Tiger here is like you on Xanax and everything else, fam. Yeah, put them Xanax down and get you a perk, fam. I'm telling them Xanax don't do it. Them perky 30s will get you right.
Perk 30, I just dropped a perk 30. Hey, perk 30, I just took a perk 30. Ooh. This is LA Live for Monday, April 29th, 2024. It's a Monday Friday here in LA Live. Shout out to PPT for that Monday Friday. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental and No Bill Guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey begins today. Chef's kiss. All right. Let's see. LA Live 105.3 The Fan every weekday here on The Fan. At 2:30, we do G-Bag of the Day. If you see anything floating out there that you think we should be reacting to, you think it's awesome or whatever, don't wait till G-Bag of the Day to say, hey, why don't you have this? If you didn't send it to me, it's your fault, Shorty. Or maybe my fault because I didn't see it. Yeah, whatever. At Lucky Lucius P on social media is where you should send it. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Right here we have a combo situation. We got the Charles Barkley taking shots of Texas. Yeah. Not just San Antonio, but all of Texas. One of our vacation spots he takes a shot at. Here he is saying the Pelicans, New Orleans Pelicans, that is, don't even deserve to go to Cancun for vacation.
Disappointing New Orleans. Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston. That dirty-ass water. We're not even going to send them to Cancun. We're going to send them to Galveston with that dirty-ass water be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all okay? Y'all gonna send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all and y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little.
Come on, they didn't even try, man. No, we're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. So they can't even get in the water. Come on, man.
Now the great Jay-Z got wind of this because you know he married a woman from Houston. Her mother's from Galveston. And so there was a message sent back to Charles. Miss Knowles, Beyonce's mom, said, you need to watch your mouth, Charles. Watch your mouth. You don't want the beehive after you. So did Charles crawfish?
Knowles, I apologize. I do not want the beehive in jail after me.
So how do you like Galveston now?
It's beautiful.
We're not going there.
Would you go on vacation?
You got a
chance.
Oh,
hell no, I ain't going on vacation.
You've got a chance to wipe the slate clean
you
here.
You got to say, I would go to Galveston. Let me tell you something. That water's so dirty, I'd rather go to San Antonio. I'd rather go to San Antonio with them big old women.
Come on, bro.
No, I'm not going to Galveston. I want to go to the beach down in the river walk and watch them big old women walk around San Antonio.
So you know what? So you know what sets him off. Okay, so you know what?
Would you rather go, Chuck? San Antonio. That's what they invented Victoria's Secret, Chuck.
Why is it secret?
Because them little women down there, they can't get in them cute little underwear. They wear bloomers down in San Antonio.
Oh, my God. Bloomers.
Somehow.
Victoria's Secret down there. It's still
somehow
a secret.
We are going to transition from that to this.
Ernie.
Still a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chuck said there's some big back energy going on down there in San Antonio.
Yeah.
It's pretty rude there, Chuck.
pretty rude.
I did. I looked it up because I thought I remembered a story about this. But yeah, Texas Monthly back in 2023, they just did a story last summer about the human waste on Texas beaches, saying it's more than just gross. About 20% of the time testers came through tested it, we had fecal high levels of it. High levels of poop in that water, basically.
Oh, a lot of poopy water.
Jeez, dude. I mean, yeah, like one pass for a lifetime doing that. Sounds like these people are running up the numbers, dropping grumpers in that ocean.
They're disposing of the sewage right there in the pipe into the bay.
Oh.
That's only for emergency situations.
Yeah.
Hey, when is the Tom Brady roast? When is that roast?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday. And I'm pretty sure the amazing Jeff Ross will be there. Just to give you a little clip of what Jeff Ross can do, here he is roasting Charles Barkley and the TNT crew.
Charles Barkley looks like he puts his whole mouth over the drinking fountain. All right, in case you don't know these guys, Shaq is best known for missing free throws. Charles Barkley is best known for missing court dates. Kenny Smith is best known for knowing Charles Barkley. Folks, when the great Charles Barkley speaks, he keeps it real. He doesn't sugarcoat anything except his breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Charles Barkley only agreed to be in the movie Space Jam because he thought it was about jelly that was out of this world. I loved basketball, but I was never very good at it. Kenny Smith, you can relate, right?
Oh, he's good.
Kenny Smith. Sounds like a name Charles Barkley gives to the cops. Yeah, I'm Kenny Smith. Actually, Kenny Smith played on the same college team as Michael Jordan. And that's where the comparison ends.
That's good.
Yeah. Stay tuned for that Sunday. LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Monday, Friday. Shout out to PPT. Do y'all think Russell Westbrook should have been suspended for his actions versus the Mavs during Game 3?
Nah.
Not in the playoffs.
Not in the playoffs.
Probably a regular season situation he would have been.
He was an open-hander, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Well, I would have been upset.
Yeah, I think that's the rule.
If you close-hand punch somebody,
it's an automatic one, but his was just more of a shove. More of a Tyron Smith one-hander.
More of a Juwan Howard
block.
Smush. Yeah.
Now, Mavs fans did get an iconic meme with P.J. Washington standing on business.
Yes, standing on business.
Paul George did troll back, though. He did troll back.
He did.
Stephen A. Smith, your favorite broadcaster of all time, Stephen A. Smith. Yeah, Stephen A. Smith said he called the NBA League's office to see why they didn't sit Westbrook down. That's doing too much. Doing a little too much.
Russell Westbrook deserved to be suspended for today's game. That's how appalling his game was.
Now, I've been raving. What the hell is going on? Wait a minute. Do you hear two things?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. Russell Westbrook, whatever. He wanted Russell Westbrook sat down. I don't know what happened to the audio right there. Maybe I had two pieces playing at the same time. I don't know.
Two piece. Oh.
I don't know.
Bye-bye.
But I think it was too much of a reach right there, in my opinion, by Stephen A. Smith. Called the front office of the NBA to see what Russell Westbrook was not sat down. They told him, of course, it's the playoffs. And he already got the text. We did what we had to do.
We took care of this.
I tried to play you that, just so I can play you Gilly the Kid. Yeah. Yeah. Recording artist and podcaster Gilly the Kid was watching Stephen A. Smith admit that he called the league office on Russell Westbrook, and here's how Gilly reacted.
I called the league office. We want Russell Westbrook.
Why would you call the league office? You don't work for the NBA.
He got a couple of texts.
So you trying to get suspended for a game? You don't work for the league. You work for ESPN. But you called up the league office to find out why he ain't get suspended. Let them people do their job. But they job for them four. And none of y'all ain't say shit.
I agree with everything that you said. This is what Doncha does.
Oh, Kendrick, you out of f***. He called the league office up. None of you work for the NBA. I called the league up for.
Why would you call the league up for? Wobbity, 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 wobbity. Drop it like it's hot. Yeah, too much of a reach right there for Mr. Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah,
and I love seeing Stephen A. Smith get called out for anything he does. I love it.
Snitching A. Smith was trending.
Yes.
I was like, okay.
Nice.
I like good. That.
Yeah.
Snitching A. Yeah.
Snitching A.
You could win Hater of the Year for a move like that.
Let's see. How about the Bears' Caleb Williams? He was the number one pick in the draft this year, right?
Sure was.
He gets a lot of heat for painting his nails.
Yeah, he does.
Which I'm not against. I'm not against a good buff.
Yes.
I've had some black paint on these nails before because the girl convinced me. If you've seen her, she can convince you too. His peak cell phone situation they make fun of. Mm. Crying in his mother's bosom after losing equity in the Bears, which I can understand.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got here. Oh, and they're also calling this right here the cringiest draft call of all time. I don't know. I think people may just be looking maybe a little of a reach because it's Caleb at this point. You tell me what you think. Is this the cringiest draft call of all time?
Hello?
Hello?
By the way, that hello? Yeah, that was your boy Caleb. Caleb. I just want you to know who's who.
Hello?
Hey. Gift card.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Who's this?
This is Chicago Bears, man. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
They told me to hold it for. They told me to hold it for 5 minutes. I told everyone I've been holding it for a month.
5 months. 5 months. I've been holding for 5 months.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna pass you over to Coach and Kevin Warren, and we'll put the pick in 5 minutes. Or not in 5 minutes, but at the 5 minute mark.
Sweet.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Is that cringy? are they just reaching because it's Caleb at this point?
When you answer, especially in that situation, are you identifying? Hello, this is like, hey, this is Caleb. Like when you answer the phone, are you saying your name, or are you just saying hello? Like I don't know.
I think he knew. I mean, they knew.
He saw the phone. Probably in his phone.
It's
he saw
Chicago
Bears. They're
both
Bear,
doing a
you know,
little bit
the
back
number.
And forth.
Yeah,
with
because
each other.
Is that Ryan Poles, the general manager?
Yeah.
I mean,
he's not
dominating in that phone
no,
call either.
No,
they're both
not
a little
at all.
Bit weird to start
no.
that thing.
They're both just like we have to do this.
It's like
we have to do.
Identify
this.
Yourself when you answer the phone. Unless you don't want them to know it's you. Like, if you're getting a weird call and you're like, hello, you know,
yeah.
and you're like, don't want to say your name. But otherwise, on draft night, you probably, hello, this is Caleb. Or if you're calling, when they answer, you're like, hey, this is the Chicago Bears.
Right.
You know, you identify
yeah.
yourself
well,
immediately.
That's what Will does.
Yeah, hey, this is Will McClay with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, hey, this is Will McClay, the Dallas yeah. Cowboys. Hold on, we got somebody who wants to talk to you. And then it's Jerry Jones. That's how they do
it
that.
It was a bit of a weird call.
Yeah. The call's a little awkward because, number one, Ryan doesn't, like, congratulate him. Or give him a point, right? So it's different than all the other calls. And then they already knew this was going to happen. They've probably been on the phone several times over the last couple of months, couple right. of weeks. So he's just calling up to basically say, okay, here's the thing they make us do. You ready for this, bro? You know?
This part right here, though.
Who's this?
Who's this?
Who's this? Who is this?
Just like laughing back and forth.
I
like,
guess, though.
It was
guess.
Definitely a little
Look
weird.
Look at us
it
just joking back and forth.
Yeah, you want to hear how he walked off the presser, Caleb, I'm talking about?
Yes.
Oh, you want to hear his, the Bears?
Yeah. Snap.
Thanks, everybody. The Bears. The Bears.
Thanks. He sung that whole soprano, bro.
The Bears. The Bears.
Come on, bro. It's your quarterback.
Leaning all the way into it.
I don't know, man.
Loose.
At the tailgate party when it's like 10 degrees and the snow's flying. And you have confidence in that right there?
You usually don't get theater vibes from a quarterback.
Yeah.
Maybe a wide receiver occasionally. Corner.
It's hilarious.
It's going to be interesting.
It oh, it's going to be interesting. I want to see what happens. Like you say, when it gets cold.
Oh, it's chilly out here.
Make sure the warmers are ready.
My hands are cold.
Even the leg warmers.
It's a brooch. It's a yeah. scarf.
Yeah. Before we get out of here, LA Live 105.3 The Fan. It's a Monday, Friday. Shout out to PPT. Philly fans and Philly media are crying. The Knicks fans traveled to Philly and out-trolled Philly in the Wells Fargo Center. This is amazing because Philly are trolls. Everybody knows Philly fans are trolls. Knicks fans are out here chanting this.
F-B, 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 F-B.
Yeah, they was giving him that work.
Yeah.
Ooh, they was giving him that work. They were even mad about it on Philly media, Fox 29. Philly fans are upset because they got out-trolled by the Knicks fans.
I think because the game was cheaper here, get in your Uber. Get in your Uber. Go back to New York.
Yeah, exactly. Go back to New York. But I mean, there has been a lot of viral videos that have been going on in regards to this Knicks takeover. Now, hopefully the 76ers will be able to get the job done and be able to bring the series back here to South Philly. And hopefully we'll see a lot more red, white, and blue in the stands rather than seeing orange and blue.
Yeah, it was hurt.
That ain't happening.
It was hurt.
That is tough, dude, to be in your own building and you're getting
they don't trust bleep their own team, chance. Man. They don't trust their team.
I just like to see it because it's a Philly fan.
Yeah, those 76ers
fans. They throw batteries at Santa Claus.
Yeah. They do not
now you're
worst.
Getting out-trolled and you crying about it on the news. Yeah,
they do not want to be in the building when their team's losing.
Joel and B.
Disappointing. You know, I love our fans. Think it's unfortunate. And I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Yeah, it kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. Yeah, it's not okay.
He's got to be so beaten down. Oh, poor Embiid.
Yeah. I like seeing Knicks winning. I promise you I do. I like because it's good for the NBA, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's good to have a good Knicks team.
Well, in Boston, New York, in the conference finals, it'll be fun.
It's good. It's good.
Their fans bring great energy. And I think as a Phillies player, you know, as a fan, you look yourself in the mirror and you never let that happen again. We deal with the same thing at AT&T. Our season gets boring. Everybody sells their tickets. The next thing you know, there's a takeover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What team travels well for against the Cowboys?
Niners.
Steelers, Packers, Niners. Yeah, all three.
Yeah.
But a home playoff game, though, that hurts.
Yeah.
Like, My people need to be showing up. Yeah. Like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Yep. All right, Tolos, people listening to 105.3 The Fan. Tomorrow will be a Toxic Tuesday. Same bad time, same bad channel. As for me, Lord willing and the creek don't rise. That is my time.
There he goes. Lucius Alexander, LA Live every night, about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Proper Round Trippers coming up next. We'll check.
Yeah, let's go ahead and hear a great Crucky story, plus a look back at that Rangers sweep over the weekend. That's next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.